We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mummy says don't play with fire.
Oh! Oh, my God!
That's hot. But Mummy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
Oh, yes, it's such an awesome feeling. It's an amazing feeling. Zimbabwe through to the Africa Cup of Nations, the first Southern African nation to get through to the Africa Cup of Nations 2017 edition. That's taking place all the way out there in Gabon. Shout out to the boys. Shout out to Cuthbert Malejela, who scored the last goal. Knowledge Musana, who scored the first goal. And Kama Biliat, who scored the second goal. So it's pretty awesome. I'm psyched up. You have no idea. And it's just a beautiful feeling, you know, because all the buzzwords that have been coming out of Zimbabwe, you know, there have been all sorts of negativity, always been about that other life. But no, we actually qualified for the Africa Cup of Nations. And it looks like the buzzwords, you know, the discussions that are happening around the game of football in this country are really bringing some positive stuff. Yes, the National Football Association of Zimbabwe has now taken over. ZIFA's dead. Hopefully that means the conversations change. I hope this is a permanent fixture of our game in this country. And I say once again, congratulations to the Warriors. And the running joke, because it was Musona Biliat as well as Malejela who scored, the running joke is that, well, when the goals were going in, the Malawians were probably happy back home, only to realize that they were Zimbabweans. So, hi, and welcome to this week's episode of The Criticast. The name is Larry, and coming up later, I will be talking about that Lumumba sex tape. We've got to talk about it. I mean, you know, it was the biggest story last week, so it's no way you can't talk about it. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about dating after death, and yeah, it is what it is. Sad thing. But, let's talk about a couple of things that are made in news this week. The Zimbabwe Cricket Association, we call it Cricket Association, is there such a thing? No, Larry, behave. The Zimbabwe Cricket decided that they were going to get rid of their coach, and they've decided to draft in Makayantini, who was the bowling coach, as the acting coach, and they've got Lance Klusner coming in as the new batting coach. So it's kind of, yeah. And Tetendo Taibu is back in the game. He's now the convener of selectors. And yeah, so I don't know. For me, it's weird because it happens right on the eve of the series against India. India arriving this week, yeah. And then they're going to play in three one-day internationals, as well as three T20 internationals against Zimbabwe between the 11th and the 22nd of this month of June. Yeah, so it is what it is. We'll see what happens there. Speaking about more pretty intense stuff, the cash crisis in Zimbabwe. Now, you know, when the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe decided that we're going to do the whole bond no thing, for me, the thing that pissed me off the heck was the fact that they decided to say, you know, we're going to do it, but we're only going to launch it in a couple of months, which essentially meant it left a lot of time for speculation, but it also left a lot of time for problem solving. And one of the big problem solving issues, things that's happening now, is EcoCash, which is the biggest mobile transaction company owned by Econet, right? They've decided that they're going to get rid of all, what you call it, fees for transactions. And so what's happening now is that you got more people using mobile solutions and as far as transacting is concerned. And that can only turn in, essentially come across as a good thing, because one of the things that happened was that the little money that was in the system was all sitting in the banks or whatever it was and wasn't really going around. So at least now there is an opportunity to find a new solution. And speaking of solutions, one thing that was not quite there in Zimbabwe, in Malawi, is they did not have strip clubs. Yeah. So Malawi has now got a strip club. There's a private lounge which opened this past week at a Cecil Hotel. So that's the thing that's happening. You remember they've already got a place up here in Harare. What else do I want to talk about? Just one last thing. There was a weird story, you know, that came out of a pastor in South Africa, Jeremiah Mahlangu in Mpumalanga, who, he got a bit cocky with his followers there and decided that he was going to walk on water. Unfortunately, he drowned and was eaten by crocodiles. Now, for me, it's weird because people are like, you know, the people follow his church are like, he's going to come back. I don't know. You guys are weird. So, I've got a couple of friends, right? Let's talk about a couple of my friends. A new place is opening up in Harare, which is pretty exciting. I think it's pretty exciting because last time we had one of these things was in the 80s. We're opening an ice rink in Harare in a place called Westgate, like right at the shops there. The place is called 263 Chilled, and it's like fun and ice and that sort of thing. And the reason I like this concept is that, you know, it's great fun for the whole family and that sort of thing. I'll give you more details about when it's opening, but there's cool things like free training for kids and free training for everybody, so then, you know, we can expand the horizons of the fun things we can do as families. So yeah, pretty exciting. 263 Chilled, check that out. The name is Larry and you're listening to the Criticast. And this past week a sex tape made its way onto the public domain that featured former ZANU-PF politician and youth activist, Mr. A.C. Lumumba. And yeah, it became like a really big thing. All sorts of discussions, women talking about his pubic hair, talking about the size of his member. It was some of the most awkward conversations on social media. It actually turned out that women do not like men to have a bush down there. But then other women are like, oh no, you know, don't want the little boy, the person running out like a little boy and that sort of thing. It was just like, discussion that just evolved, and it just advanced so quickly. The things that made their way into the public domain that I can't comment on because the subject is, you might be getting arrested, man, I could be arrested. I can't comment on that because they're legal issues and they have wider implications. All I can talk about is what is definitely in the public domain. What I did find disturbing, though, which I did not like at all, was the fact that they started, conversations started evolving, and there were certain social networks and sites out there that started giving the impression that, or rather saying that this poor girl, you know, I'm not going to mention her here because it would also disparage her name. Started naming her as the woman in this insane video. And I just said to myself, but you don't have proof of this. And I just think it's absolutely wrong that you go and you say these sort of things and there's no fact checking. And that for me just completely pisses me off. I'm just sitting there. I'm just thinking, oh no, you shouldn't do that because, you know, you have no idea how much damage you do to a person by just naming them without any proof, especially in something of this sort. And this, the young girl in question is somebody who's trying to do really positive things in as far as society is concerned and looking at the positive aspects of humanity and that sort of thing. And yeah, on the whole, you know what, when it comes to issues to the sex tapes, it's fine when you do it on your own, but when it leaks, it's like a complete nightmare. And, you know, because I've seen so many sex tapes in the past couple of years, the thrill is almost disappearing because, you know, how it is when you've just been desensitized about something, you're not really thinking about it as anything that is worth the shock factor. And, you know, there was even that, sex tape that came out from the Chinoy University of Technology. I don't know if it was a sex tape and I don't know if it did the rounds, but the image of two boys in bed kissing and stuff like that made its way around social media, and I think there wasn't even any shock when it came to that. I think it became desensitized. There's other people say, no, we've got other things to think about, but I think we no longer are shocked by these things. I mean, we'll still judge people over them, but no longer as shocked by them. And as far as what happens next, I have no idea. You know, I don't care about the politics of the day, most of the time, to be honest. But yeah, I mean, for the girl concerned, especially because, I mean, you know, she could just be getting caught up in some other public PR disaster situation. But for her, you know, stay out of this. Just chill. You know what I mean? Whatever it is, I don't know. But I don't know enough to comment on the whole thing, so I'm gonna leave it as it is. Yeah, it's Larry, the Criticast. You listen to the Criticast. I'll see you on the other side when I talk about another important issue. Today I'm going to talk about another friend, and that's flash dry cleaners. Now, being a bachelor is one of those things that like gets in the way of everything, because you know, you want to do stuff, you want to wash things, you want to do all sorts of things, but you just never find that you got any time. Now, flash dry cleaners, not only do dry cleaning, but they also do laundry, and you know, I hate laundry, and getting it done is just like one of the most worst things. Now, they're one of the oldest dry cleaners in the country, and go online, check them out, and use their services. They're pretty fast. For is it 7-8 shirts, you get about $7 or something like that. You know, a whole one bucket is like $7 a bucket, so it's a really good bargain. And you know, all you do is just drop this stuff off in the morning, and then when you come back in the evening, collect your stuff again. So yeah, check it out, flash dry cleaners. Don't say I didn't tell you. Yeah, the name is Larry, and you listen to the Criticast. In this final segment, I'm going to talk about how long it is should be, you know, before you start dating again, especially when you lose your partner. And you know, some people, I threw it out there, and a couple of people had some of the strangest answers. Some was like, "Oh, it's got to be like until death," you know, and you know, somebody's like, "No, but it could be immediately after the death of your partner, because the deal is until death do us part, and when death happens, you're now free to see other people." And then some people are like, "No, just, you know," all sorts of theories came out, and as far as that is concerned. Now, the thing is, you know, I remember one of the things that I learned as a young person, that we grieve differently. I remember when I would lose someone in the family, it's not quite the same thing. You know, essentially, there were people in the family who'd be smiling, and then people who'd be laughing, and people who'd be depressed for weeks and stuff like that. We process things so differently from each other that, you know, you can't have a blanket assessment for somebody. And if somebody's already seeing someone and hooking up with somebody within the next week, I don't think we can sit there and judge them and start saying, "No, you're a married woman, so you can't do that." And for me, that's the key thing, because I think we've got such a short and limited time to be happy on this earth that it's unfair to have these huge rules that must apply to everyone, and that everyone's lives should stop based on our societal norms, or what we define as societal norms. Some of the things we do nowadays, even just having women working in offices or wearing trousers, were things that were frowned upon historically. We just sat there and said, "No, you can't do that because you're a woman, and women shouldn't do that because women are not supposed to do this sort of thing." And I don't know. And I always say that I'm not one of those that's going to be shackled by what we define as what you call it, as relationships, you know, because it's easy, you know, to just be tied down to that, because one of the main reasons we get tied down to a lot of these, conformity, because to get at it, our traditional setup, they say, which is like a year later, so you got to stay single for a year for when there's ceremonies that take place after that. And so what's happening inside that? What happens if you meet somebody who makes you feel all the good things again, makes you feel alive? Do you sit there and squalor and not move on? Like, is that a thing? Is that who we're going to be? I don't know. It's a complicated situation. There's just one thing for sure. But all in the same vein, I think we just got to try and let people be people. That's the most important thing. Because once we stop letting people be people, what's going to happen? We're going to start creating zombies. Zombies are never a cool thing. It's never a cool thing. So if you're out there and you're trying to decide whether you should hook up with somebody because, you know, you're just trying to get over a situation, then life is short. Life is too short to be overthinking it. But of course, you know, there are sensitivities around you, and you might not need to just be more tactful about how you let people know and who you let know. But don't postpone joy. Don't postpone happiness. Because that's what life is supposed to be. It's supposed to be about happiness. And with that, I say thank you very much for joining me in this week's Criticast. I'm just going to say, first of all, rest in peace to Amara Brown's sister, Sharla Brown, who passed away this past weekend. That was sad. Yeah. And also rest in peace to Muhammad Ali, the greatest boxer ever in the history, or not just a boxer, just a magnificent human being when you look at his history of his life. And also one thing that came through to me, you know, rest in peace to Mrs. Lynn Chidawaya and her unborn baby of from a 7-month-old pregnancy after she was allegedly punched in the stomach by a commuter omnibus tout at the Mbuzi roundabout, public bus terminus in Harare on 24 May 2016. The incident happened when she was trying to board a bus from that terminus where the touts tussled for her. She suffered internal injuries, was hospitalized, and subsequently both her and the baby passed on within 48 hours, which is sad. You know, the violence, the public violence by a lot of emergency taxi towers and so forth, it's just disturbing. And it's just a horrible thing that's happened to this poor woman. And of course, the husband who gets left behind and stuff like that. So rest in peace, you know, it's just so sad. You know, the sad thing also is that, you know, they got married on 28 March. I'm just thinking about that now when I saw the note. They'd just been married for 2 months. Sad. Condolences. So yeah, with that to say, thank you very much once again for joining me. I'll be back with you again in a few days. I want to do two criticals this week. I say take care of yourself and the people that you love. If you want to get in touch with me, remember it's info@larryquidarayu.com. Quidarayu has got a Y at the end. And you can get me on Twitter @Quidirayu. And also remember that there's a thing with the Game of Thrones thing. Just go to 3-mlb.com/ Filimu, FILIMU, and, you know, sign up. And there's some cool stuff that's happening. And then also something else. If you don't want to miss an episode of this Criticast, subscribe on iTunes. Just go for look for Criticast, or go to iono.fm, iono.fm, and just check out iono.fm. Just look for the channel RSS feed, and then put in whatever player that you use. Yeah, other than that, I say once again, take care of yourself and the people that you love. Catch me on ZFM Stereo between 6:30 and 7 p.m. on 6 and 6:30 on Tuesday Night Football, and between 8:30 and 9 p.m. on what's this other show on Health Matters. The only thing I leave you with is to say blaming someone is really, really easy. Blaming the blame game is really, really easy. Taking responsibility though is harder, because then you're gonna have to take blame for whatever happens. It's been Larry, it's been the Criticast. Take care of yourself.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?